Hello, everybody. Sandow Podcast. It is January 2nd, so our first one of the new year. I have today with me Roxy Miguel, and he is one of the 12 delegates that was recently announced and has been voting on a couple of the new SIPs with the new voting power. Welcome, Roxy. So today is about a meet and greet with Roxy. A learning opportunity to see how Roxy wants to vote, how he approaches voting, and some of the basic normal questions I've been asking each of the delegates so far. Disclaimer is that neither Roxy nor I represent the Sandbox Game or the Sandbox DAO Foundation. We're not your financial or legal advisors, and nothing we say is to be taken as financial or legal advice. When we say the word SIP, we mean Sandbox Improvement Proposal. When we say the word DAO, we mean Decentralized Autonomous Organization. When we say SandFam, we're talking about the people, purpose, and products of the Sandbox ecosystem. That ecosystem looks a little bit like this. In today's episode, right there in the big red DAO delegates section under the people is what we're talking about today. Scoreboard has changed. There's SIP 19, which is this podcast. SIP is currently up for vote. It's neck and neck right now, like 52% yes and 42% no. With the latest delegate vote. So there's a lot of discussion going on and appreciate everyone's just vote. Just get us to quorum and then we'll let the yes, no vote be what that is. And the team selection for the user-generated platform development hasn't gone to vote yet, but it is imminent between the two proposal seekers. In the checkbook, we are still at 15% of our $15.5 million budget spent. And later on this month, we expect there to be a new, I think, 10 million SIP coming from the Sandbox Game. These slides that you see right here are going to change. So I'm getting to the point where I'm going to take them out and I'm going to do like a Sandbox Weekly, most likely. But we'll all see if Sandbox, if Sandow gets funded, things will change. And if not, then things will still change. Road to the DAO. So episode one, we started with way back June, July. But May 28th is when the DAO was announced through a Medium article. September 10th is when the Sandbox DAO opened up delegation applications. And November 13th is when the 12 delegates were announced, of which Roxy Miguel is one of them. So, Roxy, thank you for your time. Thank you for being here. And let's start with your background. Could you give us a little bit about your background?
Well, I think that my background before Sandbox is that I was trying to be immersed in making my own game. I think that was something that attracted to me in the Sandbox. I was when the pandemics start and the moment that I realized that we are going to be stuck in the house and we are going to spend a lot of time. I just give it a try because it's something that I really want to learn for me, for something that I trying to find something that I will enjoy. And I think that making games could be something like that. So I was having a lot of time and I give it a try. So, and I don't remember. Oh, I think that it was a game jam. And I knew about the Sandbox, so I think that since that moment, I just stay here in the community, in the SandFam.
And when was that? When did you become SandFam?
When I became SandFam? I think when I start meeting the people, when I start meeting the community, when other people was reaching to me for helping me, because for example you can drop any question I think in the forum for game development stuff and there are going to be a lot of people that were willing to help you, because I think that's something that the Sandbox community is known about. So
what year did you start Sandbox?
2021.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
And your first event was a game jam?
It wasn't, because I didn't know what to do, because I was trying to learn how to make games with Unity, and I did a little demo and stuff, but it was really hard. But I was having a blast. I was having a good time, but then I knew about this game jam in the sandbox, and I went to the game maker and tried to figure it out. And in those times, I think that the game just were about 2 weeks, and I didn't do nothing in 2 weeks. It was just me trying to figure out what to do. So I think that I entered the next one, and that was my first entry. But
gotcha.
It wasn't that time that I started to asking around, and I see how many good people, how the people that are want to help you. There is a lot of those in here, and I think that that's something that also make you stay here, the community. For me, it is.
What is it that you liked about the community when you met us? When we met
that,
you?
That they're willing to help. If it's not something that if it is a bad question or a good question. I don't remember what was the question. Oh, I remember that I was trying to use a door behavior, and I didn't know what to do because I was having an asset that was from the sandbox account, a house, and that house has a door. Like, so I was trying to use the door behavior to open that door. So I spent 1 week trying to figure that out. And sometimes I'm really proud, so I don't ask for help to people. So, but then I decided that I wasn't going to anywhere. So I just jumped into the Discord, and I just asked, "Hey, I have this house, and I tried to open that door. Somebody can help me?" And then it was like 10 replies in between 5 minutes and trying to help me to understand what I have to do to make what I want to do. And I was like, well, this is really cool. Like, thank you, everybody. And that was my first step into the SandFam, I think. I don't remember who was the one that helped me, but I appreciate it. That helped a lot.
And before you came to Sandbox, what's your background that you're willing to share?
Well, my family, my old family are farmers. I love farm. Well, my dad has a farm, and I consider myself like a chilling guy that always are looking for peace on the farm when I am in trouble. I don't know. That doesn't have any sense. I was in college before the pandemic. I was also studying agriculture. No, agriculture and aquaculture. Mm-hmm. But I was always specializing myself in software, because I don't know, it's something that I'm, well, I consider that I'm good at it. So I was always trying to mix those things. I always liked the tech. I consider myself like a tech guy. And when, as I told you, when I knew that I'm going to stay at home, I just say, well, maybe this could be something that will fulfill myself, trying to learn how to make games, because I love games also. And I think that I found my passion thanks to the sandbox.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now, I understand what you're saying about the chaos when it comes to a farm. There's always like animals to feed and crops. There's always something you have to do, where there's some emergency, like the cows got out or the horses or whatever it is. Like there's always something.
Yeah, but I mean, the cow is other way, other places like the city and stuff. I think that the farm is the place where I escape to.
Escape.
So yeah. It's really peaceful to me. Even if I do nothing in there, I just
go into you're talking about that the farm is peaceful. Okay.
Yeah.
You and I grew up on two different types of farms.
Yeah, and for example. Right now, when I finish the latest game jam, Friendship game jam, I was just full. I was just tired. I was like, sometimes when something happened to me, I don't even know how to talk. So my brain is kind of like burned out and that. So I decided to go there and try to harvest some mangoes because that's the season here of mangoes.
Gotcha.
And without any plan, I just go there and eat mangoes at breakfast, at lunch, at dinner, because I didn't plan nothing at all. But I was really calm in there. So something that I enjoyed also. I like doing sports as well. I like to swim a lot. I need to swim a lot.
You're also a swimmer. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, it's also that it helped me. It helps me a lot. If I'm staying here in my desk doing games, being sit all day, so swimming helps me a lot. Trying to do, not get crazy.
Gotcha. And what motivated you to become a delegate?
I think what motivates me, maybe I have two answers for that. But I will give you one, and I will give you the other one off record. So I think that one moment I realized that there is a lot of things going on in the sandbox. And for one moment, I thought that this is not a place that I want to keep building. Something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like this is not my place. I don't like to be here. Not for the people, you know. It's other stuff. So I realized that we, as community, as builders, as players, if we kind of like are feeling the same, this the DAO is the only place that we could make a change for good, because we cannot complain. I mean, we cannot go. We can go to Twitter or any social networks to say what's the bad things that are happening and stuff, but that I don't think that will make a change. But I don't remember. I think that was in your podcast or the G-Sauce space that I realized that the sandbox is the only way that we can use to make a change. I mean, responsibly. But I think that is the only way. And the sandbox gives us that, right? So we have to use it.
Well, makes sense to me. And in Snapshot, when I was looking at Snapshot, I didn't see any voting history. Have you voted in any other DAOs?
I was just waiting for you, Sip, to vote. That's why.
And for those of you who are wondering why I just laughed so hard, Roxy just yesterday voted no on the Sandel podcast. And you tell you what, like I told you offline and on the forums, your response was so it was very gracious. It was very merciful. You explained your due diligence, all the people you talked to, how you arrived at your decision. And I keep telling you, I really love the fact that you contacted so many people to get their opinion, and then you shared that knowledge in the forum post. because I was learning too. Like I get feedback all the time, but it's not all representative of all SandFam. So that was like another way to learn, what do people think of the podcast? What's important? What's not? And so Roxy decided to vote no. And we're still friends. We're still friends. And He's on the podcast a day later. So clearly it's all fun.
I'm here just because I vote no. I don't think that I would be here if I would vote any else.
Yeah. So you haven't voted in any other DAO before?
I think that I participate sometime in one DAO that is called a Slingshot DAO. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but that was the first taste of what a DAO was. But I think that I participate 2 months in it.
Got it. Okay, so then Sandbox DAO is really your first like real DAO experience, would you say, or am I not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm trying to spend time in it, trying to be involved now that I'm delegate also.
Yeah. Well, like many have probably seen, if you've seen any of my previous episodes, we're on 54 now, or 55 now, Roxy has been, I've known Roxy in through our chat before, because you've been to a lot of my live stream podcasts where you and I would ask questions. He would ask questions of my interview hosts, whoever I was interviewing at the time, and that would be part of the community questions. So if you go back to a number of the early episodes in Sandel podcast, you'll see community questions that I'm asking from Roxy, because he posted that in the chat where he would watch. So Roxy and I have known each other, or at least been aware of each other, but this is the first time I think we've actually talked.
Yeah.
Okay. So all that aside now, voting history, this is your real experience where you're really delving into the DAO for the sandbox. How do you intend to approach voting yes, no, and abstain?
That's a really hard question. I think that I'm going to have phases if I'm allowed to be delegate in the future as well, or depending on how many voting power I will reach. But I think that for me now, I will give my yes to SIPs that help in a short period of time the builders community, the builders ecosystem. Something that will have a direct approach to them and the place that where we build. I think that that's my priority.
Okay. And you will not vote for SIPs that don't do that?
You'll vote no? Only yours. No, well, I think that it will be something that I think that some SIPs that are not going to that direction, I would think of voting. I would first think of absence. And then I will decide if I will keep the vote or no. I think that I tried to think about this question, you know, but I forget what I was going to say. But it's something like that. I think that right now I really want to see a change in the ecosystem. And somehow I was trying to say voting no on your SIP. That I'm looking for new SIPs. Even for example, I think that you are the few that are making SIPs right now in the DAO. And I think that you have a lot of understanding of how to make it, how the SIPs can be implemented to have a better platform.
So we can use Sandel. That's fine. You voted yes for the window.
No, your SIP's the first that I participate. You're the first one.
You didn't vote for the one. Oh, okay. I gotcha. So then let's just use the one that you voted for now. So you voted no for Sandel. And when you explained it mostly that it it wasn't exactly builder-centric, builder-focused. And that's a fair criticism, absolutely fair criticism. So is there anything outside of the builder's ecosystem that you would say yes to or abstain instead of voting no?
For now, I don't think that I will do that. Okay. For now, because I think that I was thinking all this month after I finished the game that I tried to make some time to think about it is that my priority will be the gaming ecosystem.
Okay. I think that makes sense. I get what you're saying. And are you currently involved in any other DAOs right now? Like your Slingshot or anything else?
No. Okay. Just Sandbox.
Yeah. I think that's clear. I think it makes it clear. So from your delegate description, I talked about dedicating to empowering and supporting both new and experienced builders. I will champion proposals that drive innovation and growth on the Sandbox. Together, we'll strengthen our community and operations. How do you want to balance supporting new and experienced builders? They're different needs.
Because I think that also I didn't realize that when I wrote that description, but now that I was in touch with all the community members, I realized that some of the new ones didn't know what the DAO can do.
Oh yeah, so many don't. They have no idea.
Yeah, like it's just how important it is. They don't know how important it is because some of them told me that it could be whatever. That was the answer. That was their answer. It could be whatever option, whatever boat. And the difference with some others, experiences, builders, was that for members, this was the majority, is that they don't care at all at the DAO, about the DAO. So I realized that in these weeks. Sorry, what was the question?
It was, how did you want to balance supporting the needs of the new builders versus the more experienced builders? They're different needs.
Oh, yeah, because I don't know, trying to have both approach of what they need. I think that they both need to know how important it is the DAO. And it's actually something that could make a difference in the ecosystem.
Yeah. So an example of that would be, like, I've done two experiences now. I've been through Game Maker Fund. I've been through Builders Challenge. So my needs to continue to exist as a publisher are different than someone who has no idea what Game Maker is or how Voxedit works. How do you mint with Catalyst and all that? So they may have very different needs and SIPs. Some might need like a Game Maker Fund SIP, or some might need some sort of monetization clarity on the Catalyst, and we'll want to do that through a SIP. Do you see those as conflicting at all?
No, I don't think so. I think that everything has a learning curve.
Sure.
Learning curve. Yeah, and if somebody, as it happened to me, if I don't know something and somebody else wants to learn about it, he will just ask or figure it out. But I think that, I mean, obviously, we are on different places. I mean, the old ones and the new ones. But I think that the community is good enough to maintain the balance of what the new ones can do and how the old ones can help it, if that has any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense. And what would you define as innovation and growth? Do you want better tools? Do you want something that gives money back to the creators? All the above and more?
I think that it could be a mix between all of those. For example, I was talking with a friend this week. He's a member also of the community. And we were talking about, for example, the needs of features, of game maker features that we need. And for example, those are the ones that are passing through, right? They are the ones that are reaching quorum. The ones that are looking for new features of the tools, right? But I think that something that really will innovate that will be having a way or a platform for to have better communication between the people that are developing the tools, game maker or box edit, and the builders. Because, for example, you cannot ask every week, or you cannot make every week a new SIP for something that you want to be at to the game maker, because it will be crazy for them. It's something that it could be solved by having a better communication.
Got it.
Between those two groups. So, for example, let me see if I can read. Innovation. Something innovative could be having a platform or a new tool that could unlock that miscommunication that I think that it is. And not just asking for a new feature every week on the gotcha. SIPs.
So for the SIP that I just closed out on, which voted was yes. So there's two SIPs. One was the Windows resizing. And that one didn't make quorum, so it didn't go through. But then the second SIP that closed last week was the one that did get a yes vote, and that was the filter. Would you have been supportive of that, or would that have not met your criteria?
I mean, I was thinking about the thing that I told you months ago, because I think that I make you a question of somebody, I don't know who was in the podcast, and I was asking if we need to make a SIP about every new feature or a fix that we want, if it's something that we need to make a better tool. I don't know.
Yeah.
But thank God I was not participating on that SIP. So I don't know what the answer will be.
So it sounds like it wouldn't have been an automatic yes for you.
Yeah, it is, and because I think that will lead to make another SIP for another small feature, you know. And also having a bunch of small features is something that I don't think that will fix. It's not going to have the developers of the game maker do not going to have a nice time trying to catch every feature of what we are asking.
That's fine. That's fair. Well, you're going to get another chance because I submitted my window resizing for resubmission. So you're going to get a chance to decide how you want to do that.
Think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I sent him an email last week saying I've reached the 30-day mark. I'd like to resubmit now. And so we'll see how that goes. Cool. So what sort of delegate do you want to be known as? When people think of Roxy Miguel, is there like a phrase or a sentence that you want to be known as what?
I was thinking about that. I was trying to get my catchphrase to everybody to delegate my boat, their boat, their yeah. boat. I want to be the one that is looking for a better place to build.
I like that.
It wasn't like that. I don't remember what I say, but
yeah, you're looking like for that. A better place to build.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to be one of the delegates that helps make this a better place to build. Yeah. That's awesome. I think that's very, very clear. And you're not the only delegate who's centered on that sort of stuff. I think Biversen is.
Yeah, he's also another good. He's participating in a lot of gaming jams as well. Yeah. So it's nice to have another builder like him in the.
Yeah. Awesome.
In the delegates.
Okay. What SIPs do you not support? You already answered that one. So I think we're good. Which is pretty much the opposite of what will help builders.
There is something that I really like of your response yesterday that I think that is really true, that there is a space on the budget to have SIPs of any kind. You know, there is plenty of room to have SIPs that supports any type of SIP. I don't remember what you write. And I think that it's true. There is a lot of budget from the sandbox, the treasury. But my point, I think that voting no on your SIP is that I'm trying to establish a priority.
Sure.
To try to have a better place to build.
Yeah,
that's the connection.
It almost sounds like you want to start off on a good foot, and set a good path from the beginning, and then maybe there's special cases where this SIP is okay, not exactly builders, but later on down the road, not right now. Your first SIP.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. I was a sacrifice.
Yeah. You were the first one.
All right. So what type of SanFam voter best fits your delegation style? I could guess a builder. Are there any other types?
I mean, I try to reach any kind of members of any kind of community members. I was really surprised that there are also players that they have the interest of participating because they thought that only the ones that are making games or assets are allowed to participate in the DAO. And I told them that the only thing that you need is sand or land. If you have, there are some players that I know that have land and I think that they are not able to participate once the SIP is running because they have to sign up on the Snapshot, something like that. So they need to wait to the other SIP to have the snapshot after they
up. So you showed them what the DAO was, how to vote. Now they have to wait for the next SIP in the snapshot in order to vote.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. Because
was that part of the 40 that you talked to?
What?
That was part of the 40 people that you mentioned in the post yesterday? Wow.
Yeah.
That's why I was so excited to hear you say that. That's cool.
Because
that's really cool.
Because there was probably 10 people just signed up that I was talking to.
Wow.
But on the forum, I saw that you need to wait to have your voting power on a snapshot that is taken when that SIP is running. So I just said, well, you just need to wait for the next SIP. If you want to vote or you want to delegate your vote to me, I don't care if they don't delegate their vote. I just want to help them to be able to participate in the DAO.
That's really cool. You should tell Kunta that so he knows who they were and he can help make that easy for them to transition in.
Yeah. And there is also people that I know for years here in the platform that they don't even have any kind of voting power, but they are participating in everything. They don't have land, they don't have sand.
Yeah, so they can still participate.
That was
Yeah.
They I was asking also their opinion to have something to have in mind before I vote. Because also that's one of the reasons that I didn't vote in the previous SIPs. I didn't have any kind of voting power. So trying to reach other people that was in the same situation that I was So something that I was seeking to know their opinions about the sea and making participate in that DAO on the vote, on the voting somehow.
And when you were talking to the gamers, was it just that they didn't know that the sand got them into the DAO, or did they think that even though I had sand, I can't participate because I'm not an asset maker?
The majority of them, they thought that there was something just like for builders, for game devs, for voxel artists, you know, people that are making games. So yeah, you just need sand and land. That's what I told.
That's fascinating. That's really interesting to know. That's cool. All right. So I wrote that down because that's a very important bit of information for helping understand why is there not as high participation as we wanted. That's really cool. Thank you for doing that, Roxy. That's really valuable. Okay, so let's go to the delegation process. Was it the same for you as it was for me, where you applied, then you were interviewed, and then you were accepted? Except I wasn't accepted, you were?
Yeah, okay. Except for that part, yeah.
Gotcha. And would you say that the 2 million voting power, did it change the way you voted?
Yeah. Because it is a lot of responsibility, I think. It's a lot. Because it could change also the way that people are thinking about the SIP. If somebody with a lot of voting power, because I think that 2 million voting power is a lot. If something like that happens, people will have second thoughts or something like that. People change their mind or lead the way to one decision. So that's why I try to try to see what people think, what are the feelings. And
you're saying that it could involve people more with you because they feel like you have more power, like you can actually do something with it?
Yeah, because for example, when I was reaching people, I was just asking for what they were feeling about your SIP and the DAO. And I just told them like, hey, and after you decide, hey, remember that I had 2 million voting power. So you tell me what you feel. It could somehow make me change my mind if I have that decision. I didn't say to nobody what was going to vote, but I think that I decide on 2 days ago. So I just told everybody, just give me what you think and I will have your opinion in my mind. I think that actually trying to be in touch with some friends also make you win some votes, because I think that 2 people vote for you. So it's not bad at all trying to have a reach, because that's the thing. As a delegate, I think that doesn't matter who, if it isn't, it's not trying to have less, that I'm caring less, but doesn't matter if a SIP goes through winning or not. I think that it's really important that the SIPs reach the quorum organically by the members of the community. So that was one of the other reasons that I tried to invite and make participate as much people as I can, as I know. Because either if a SIP wins or not, I think that if we just make a vote we give our reasons, and the result is different than the one that we thought it. I think that that's important also. Because, for example, just making any example, let me think. For example, if there is a SIP that I vote yes and doesn't go through, doesn't win, I already made like establishment of what I think that is good for the platform. Yeah, I think. And that's something that I want to always do. Sorry, I don't remember what you were asking me.
That's okay. You answered the question.
Yeah.
And I've asked this of every delegate, and they've all said no. Have you had to sign any agreements other than the code of conduct to be a delegate from then till now?
No. Or yes. I don't know. I didn't read. I just signed the document. They just gave me a pencil and I just signed.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Well, other than the code of conduct, but I didn't see anything else.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't remember. I think that the code of conduct was the only thing. I don't remember who was talking with, and he told me if I was attached of what the DAO was deciding through the special council.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. It was something like that, like, hey, yeah, you as a delegate are forced to be in the direction that the special council is going on the SIPs. And I just told him, I don't remember that in the interview or something like that, told me that. And yeah, for example, we don't have any rules other than trying to give our voice, trying to have more participation, inviting more people to participate in the DAO.
Okay.
I should read more what they give to me. That's something that I'm really sure. Probably there is something else, but I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's completely fine.
Does the other delegates has any other agreements? Did they tell you?
None of them have. All of them have said no. Other than the code of conduct, that was it.
I think that I just skipped something because I don't remember.
It's okay. That's fine. It's completely fine. That was the end of the questions that I normally ask everyone else. I wanted to also, because many people have seen Ecuador. Is there anything that you want to say to, in Spanish, is there anything that you want to say to anyone in Espanol?
Oh, something in Espanol. In Espanol, I don't know. I'm just, sometimes when I'm speaking in English, I forget about Espanol. But
okay, sometimes when I'm speaking English, I forget about English.
Oh, ¿qué sería? I think, yo creo que también deberíamos tener una comunidad de habla española en el sandbox. Yo sé que hay más miembros de la comunidad que hablan español. Well, yeah, I think that we should continue speaking in English.
No, it's okay. We got done quite fast. So please, en español, hablar. Okay.
Lo haré. La biblioteca. Have you heard that from the office it is? Mm-hmm. When they're trying to speak Spanish. La biblioteca, no.
Yeah, in the library.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of people that speak Spanish on the sandbox.
Right,
and
right.
I don't want to say this because it isn't a reason, but somehow we are forced to do our games or our creation, if we are content creator, also on English.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard because I always want to make, well, maybe I should make this game on Spanish, or maybe I could put this post on Spanish as well, trying to promote my game. But I have a second thought, and I just say, well, the community is in English. I need to stay here. But now that I thought, we are a pretty amount of Spanish. Is it Spanish speakers?
Yeah.
Spanish talking Spanish. There are a lot of people that talk in Spanish from South America.
If there's something you'd like to say to them in Espanol, please go ahead, and we're almost done.
Tenemos que traer más gente de habla española.
Mi gente.
A sandbox. I don't know why, but I start to sound like an Argentinian. Yeah. We need to bring more Spanish on the sandbox.
Yeah. Well, that kind of... We're all done with the questions, and that kind of segued into one of the future questions that I had while I was talking to Mo and now yourself, was doing cross-cultural panels and also culture-specific panels like Chinese, French, Spanish. I'm going to add Spanish now to one of them. But I would pretty much just be there to stream because I don't speak any Korean. I don't speak any Chinese, Mandarin. I don't speak any French. I speak it un poco español, pero not really. I would just be streaming. So I would have like the panel, and it could be you and a bunch of other Spanish speakers, and just you talk. And I would just sit there, sit here and listen, and that's it.
What was the name of the Tower of the Bible?
The Tower of Babel?
People get crazy Babel will be something like that.
Yeah. And I would have no problem doing that at all. I don't even have to say a word. And then you can host the panel. You can have the questions and just go through it. And when you say you're done, you'll adios, and then we're done. And that's it.
Yeah. It would be something fun to do because I don't know some others, delegates from other parts of the world. So it would be something cool to do.
I do plan on doing like a delegate panel if I can manage it. But like things are going to change for the Sandow podcast, whether it gets voted yes or no in the next week. So my next episode coming up is, what is a DAO foundation? What is a foundation company in the Cayman Islands? And then I'm going to get into all the legality of what the DAO really is. I still have to do my DAO delegate interview with Mo, and then also some follow-ups with Magic Palette with Pepe, some follow-ups of Sandbox Academy with Mark, and then I'm going to get into probably the sort of the end of my, what I really wanted to cover since I started Sandow Podcast 1, was the Sandbox ecosystem and the DAO and the creators, the market, the gamers. And I'll finish with the business of the Sandbox experience publishing. And why is it that you saw Touche and Tempest both step back from the Sandbox? I know the same thing they're going through because I'm a publisher myself. It was really hard to monetize, and it still is. And there's some things I wanted to share about the business of publishing in the Sandbox and the difficulties that we face as publishers. And then, so those are the episodes that are coming up in the next probably few months. And looks a little bit like this and this.
I will try to be there as always.
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate your continued participation. You ask really good questions, and it causes me to want to learn more too. So the last thing I end with is Sandbox Spaces. So here are the things, and Roxy, you know this better than most, I'd say, not just the Discord, not just the Sandbox DAO forums, but also there's Twitter, the hashtag the Sandbox DAO, and also RS Selective does some pretty cool, like, weekly, monthly, quarterly updates.
Yeah, kind of like newsletters.
Right, newsletters, exactly.
Something like that is really cool.
Yeah. And then so the Sandbox DAO has the official podcast now, which is on its fifth episode. It's only been going for about a month, but it's on its fifth episode. And The latest one was a community panel, which I was on it with Batman and also Dr. Metaverso.
Yeah.
Then there's Sandel Podcast, the one you're listening to right now. And then Sandfam Cafe with Bruno, Pickaxe Master. So there's that. And then during the week, there are Twitter X Spaces that happen. So on Mondays, there's Mochaverse Hall. On Saturdays, there's Bulls on the Block. Monday through Friday is Coffee with Captain. They're primarily ApeCoin, but they talk about Sandbox every now and again. And then on Tuesdays, there is Natively Digital with the Whale DAO, so whale members. And they're one of the largest landowners in all of Sandbox. And yeah, that's...
I realized that.
Yep. And they're... I'm just now... I submitted a proposal in their Whale DAO, which just launched like a month ago, for them to participate in every single SIP, because primarily they would not, because they didn't want to risk their wallet. But now that they have a multi-sig wallet, they feel like they can start participating in the voting. So they're likely to register a vote for Sandel Podcast SIP. And don't assume it's going to be a yes. I can't. I'm not able to assume it's going to be a yes. But we'll see. But in any case, that whale IP did pass. A proposal did pass. So they will be voting on every Sandbox SIP from now on. And they have about 7 million voting power. So quorum is... quorum, we might be able to make sure that it's never a problem again for us if we can ensure that the delegates are voting and some of the bigger wallets are voting as well. But those are just some things during the week that you could participate in yourself, Roxy. And Twitter Spaces. You already know about GSS and Mochaverse Hall. And that's it. Is there anyone... Let's see if there's anyone who's currently online that we can raid before we end. There is not. We are the only ones. I see AU24K on. So let's raid.
Really?
Yep. He's playing Pokemon. But he's a well-known sandbox maker, a game maker. So we're going to go ahead and raid him. But is there anything else you wanted to end with, Roxy, before we conclude?
Thank you for having me. And it was really cool to be in a podcast that I always be like a listener. So it's nice to be on the other side sometimes. It's really cool.
Yeah, a listener, and you always ask questions in the chat. And yeah, man, I just fully appreciate how engaging you've been in the community. And now as a delegate, even if you vote, even when you vote no, like, you still are very engaging. And I think that's awesome. I can't fault that at all. So.
No, thank you. Yeah. I will vote yes for sure. And the next one yes for you.
Well, gracias. Muchas gracias, mi amigo. And hasta luego. See you, everybody.
See ya.